I'm Terry Gross, and this is a special edition of Fresh Air, commemorating September 11th. We asked the brilliant singer-songwriter and guitarist Richard Thompson to play a couple of the songs that have been going through his mind since the attacks. Thompson's gift for writing and interpreting dark songs seemed to fit with the gravity of the occasion. Lately, he's been doing a show he calls A Thousand Years of Pop Music, which includes folk songs, jazz, and pop. Thompson is British, but he's lived in California for the past few years. Richard Thompson, welcome back to Fresh Air.
Thank you very much.
Now, you wrote a song that relates to September 11th. Would you introduce it for us?
I suppose this is Taliban's eye view of Western civilization. God never listened to Charlie Parker. Charlie Parker lived in vain. Blasphemer, womanizer, let a needle numb his brain. Wash away his monkey music. Damn his demons, damn his pain. What's the point of Albert Einstein? What do we need physics for? Heresy's his inspiration, corrupt and rotten to the core. Curse his devious mathematics, curse his deadly atom war. There's a message on the wind, calling me to glory somewhere. There are signs too deep for the dome, like perfume in the air. And when I get to heaven, I want to realize that I'm there. Shakespeare, Isaac Newton, small ideas for little boys. Adding to the senseless chatter, adding to the background noise. Hard to hear my oratory, hard to hear my inner voice. And Van Gogh and Botticelli scraping paint onto a board. Color is the fuel of madness, that's nowhere to praise the Lord. Gray's the color of the pious, knelt upon the misericord. There's a message on the wind, calling me to glory somewhere. There are signs too deep for the dome, like perfume in the air. And when I get to heaven, I won't realize that I'm familiar with the cover. I don't need to read the book. I police the world of action, insides where I never look. I've got no time to help the worthless, lotus eaters, mandarins, crooks. There's a message on the wind, calling me to glory somewhere. Signs too deep for the dome, like perfume in the air. And when I get to heaven, I won't realize that I'm there.
Thank you. That's Richard Thompson performing an original song. What inspired you to write a song from the point of view of the Taliban?
I suppose we get complacent with our negative view of the West. You know, we think of the Price is Right and Burger King and stuff, and we think, well, you know, civilization is pretty crappy. But if you add it all up, there's some good stuff there. You know, I mentioned in the song, you know, Shakespeare, Isaac Newton. I mean, that's you know, fairly solid achievement.
You know, I was thinking that this song actually fits into your larger body of work in the sense that you've written several ballads from the point of view of a murderer who thinks that the world's crazy and he's normal.
Well, I suppose so. I think often it's a great help to write songs from the inside, however twisted and devious the mind that you're trying to get inside. It's a kind of it's a songwriting shortcut. You know, you don't have to explain anything. You just bang, you know, you're straight in there. And it's such about six verses.
Are there songs that have taken on a different meaning to you since September 11th, songs whose lyrics have a new meaning?
Well, I think so. After September the 11th, I thought, well, I'm glad I don't have too much work right now because I'm not sure what I'd sing. You know, my own, you know, dramas, my own, you know, little musical and lyrical problems that seem very trivial at this point. You know, what would you sing to people now to give people some sense of purpose and some sense of spirituality? You know, and I thought, well, you know, you've got to sing either, you know, fairly patriotic songs or very spiritual songs.
When you started performing after September 11th, were there any songs that you added to your repertoire for those shows that you thought spoke to the mood after September 11th?
One of the first shows I did was this strange show that I do at the Getty Center, which is 1,000 years of popular music in an hour. It's just an unpretentious little outing.
Cover songs from 1,000 years.
Yeah, occasionally we do miss something out, but you know, generally speaking, it's extremely comprehensive. So this year I devoted a segment of that show to songs that I thought were, if not flag-wavingly patriotic, were, at least had a strong sense of national identity, American national identity, and either that or they were spiritually uplifting. That just seemed appropriate at the time, and I think the audience appreciated that as well.
Could you do one of those songs of national identity, as you
described? This is a song. It started life as a sea shanty. It was a work song on the old square-rigged sailing ships, probably sung in the American Merchant Fleet, American Navy. But it's such a good song. It has such kind of an open-ended, spacious feel to it that it's become a very well-known folk song. And it mentions a river in Iowa, which is a tributary of the Missouri, called the Shenandoah. People in Virginia have a Shenandoah River as well, and they teach school kids in Virginia to sing this song, but it's actually the wrong river. I did very painstaking research on this.
How did you first learn that song? Like being from England, when did that song first make its way into your consciousness?
I think I learned it at school.
Really?
Yeah, I think in an English school, I think that was considered a folk song with a capital F, you know, taught in that wonderful school way, you know, very rigid and with all the smut removed. We used to get a lot of, you know, Victorian versions of folk songs, which were really quite hideous, you know. It could really put you off folk music for life. Thank God I recovered in time. I love the sense of space in this song, and I think, you know, this is one of those great American songs that would do nicely as an anthem if you ever got sick of the main one, you know. So here we go. And originally this would have been a call and response song, a work song. One person would have sung the first line and everybody else would have sung the next line. So you can all sing along at home.
We'll pretend I'm not here.
Okay. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Oh, you rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Oh, I must away. Cross the white Missouri. On Shenandoah, I love your daughter. Oh, you're rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I love your daughter. Oh, I must away. Across the white Missouri, oh Shenandoah, I took a notion. Oh, across the ocean, away, I must away, across the white Missouri, at Shenandoah, I'm bound to leave you. Oh, you're rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I'll not deceive you. Oh, I must away. Across the white Missouri.
Richard Thompson. His Taliban song will be on his next CD. This is Fresh Air.